When you think of Las Vegas, traditional Aboriginal dancing may not be the first thing that comes to mind, but an Indigenous dance troupe from Tweed Heads is hoping to take their show to new audiences in the US. Daniel Fitzgerald spoke to Stephen Larkham, the manager of the Bungjalung Kunjil dance troupe, about possibly becoming the first Aboriginal group to take part in a Las Vegas stage show.
I was approached late last year from a New Zealand lady, and she is a producer over in America, and she's invited us to be part of a cultural stage show that she has written herself and will help co-produce. And she's asked us and obviously looked over our profile and thought that we were the best people for the job. So we've got a pending contract with a certain hotel over there, which can't be named at this stage. But yeah, once we get over there, we need to make some dollars here just to help us with our flights. And on the 14th, we have a millionaire party to perform at, and that's where the backers, the producers and the hotel owners will be there ready to sign on the dotted line after they see our performance.
By bringing your dance, your traditional Aboriginal dance, to a place like Vegas, are you at all concerned that you might be selling out, or is this about bringing Aboriginal culture to a wider audience?
Yes, definitely. It's basically everything we do. We, as an Aboriginal dance troupe, have travelled the world as a whole, and we aren't millionaires. We don't make a lot of money. It's more of a cultural exchange as such. Some of the questions the producers asked me when I met them over there was, in a way, rather ridiculous to maybe an everyday Australian, but at the same time, they just don't know. So, and that's what our job is, to pass on our culture and teach it in a proper way instead of being read out of a book or a textbook. It's obviously better visually, and obviously from an Aboriginal's point of view, obviously being from the east coast of Australia, we're all different tribes and obviously different stories. And different ways of living as such, but we're going to represent Australia as a whole and definitely not selling out. It's we're over there to teach them, and yeah, basically it will be the first Aboriginal dance troupe ever to perform in Vegas, so it's a really big thing for us.
So how are you hoping that the US audiences will react?
I think the point of view from most of the Americans that I met, and even friends of the producers and so on over there, they're really excited about it. It's something new. Not many of them have been to Australia, so to see us over there, and they don't have to travel, so it saves them some dollars. They're very excited and ready to embrace it. So the sooner we perform, the better. And it's a rather big deal for us.
Do you feel that that Australia exports enough of its Aboriginal culture overseas?
I've been through many festivals overseas and also my peers as well, and I find even being through France last year, there's many didgeridoo festivals they have over there throughout Europe, and a lot of them I have contacted, but they don't have the funds to get us there. So in a way, they rely on the artists themselves to get sponsorship from their local governments, or if not arts and funding and so on. And I find it myself very difficult to get the funding and such, because of, in a way, your red tape, your criteria you have to meet. Some funding from Australia is that meant for within Australia, not outside. And basically you've got to meet dates and so on, and it's very hard if a festival rings up and wants you over there to perform, to teach the culture over there, and it's hard to get the funds as soon as possible. So there's a lot of a waiting game as such. So they're running didgeridoo festivals but without Aboriginal people there, so it's sort of contradicting it as such.
How do the Aboriginal community feel about this? As you said, the Aboriginal community is a very diverse place, and there's lots of different cultures within that, and you'll be representing, to US audiences at least, they may feel like you're representing the whole of Australian Indigenous culture.
Yeah, that's for us to go over there. When we do everything, we are quite professional at what we do, so we basically tell them, any audience that we perform in front of, where our stories come from. And we do say, if they are different languages that we may pass on, or different stories that we may pass on, we will tell them where that story come from, because that's our proper way how to do it. We acknowledge those people of where stories or songs come from. So, but most of them are from our local area, and we do represent our local area, and we do state that when we go and perform. So I did have questions with some of the performance for the show, how they might have Ayers Rock in the background, but obviously I said no to that because that's not where we're from. So we're from the east coast of Australia, and it's all about the beaches and the hinterland that we're around. So that got scrapped very quickly. So yeah, it's not about us selling a fake profile. It's about us selling ourselves and our culture and of the east coast and basically the Bundjalung area, which is northern New South Wales and southeast Queensland.